The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good day, and nice to be here with all of you. And nice to be sharing this. And as we begin this week, and as we, I would like to, for the theme of this week, and actually for the coming weeks, I would like to it to be mindfulness of breathing. And there's a number of motivations for this. One is that it's beginning of the year, and I thought it would be good to go back to basics. And we've been long now for many months, the 7 a.m. sitting. And we've done a wide range of teachings and ideas. But it's also good to always come back to basics. And in a sense, I think it's always good to start over again, as if we're a beginner almost. And so one of the basic practices that I like to teach is mindfulness of breathing, which I think is pretty obvious, since most of the guided meditations I've been doing, breathing has been a big part of it. So back to basics, but also because the Buddha's teachings on breathing and the full potential of breathing, mindfulness of breathing, is not just as a beginner practice or a basic practice. It's really a practice that can take us all the way to awakening. It's all the full depth and range of what Buddhism is about. Much of it is available through mindfulness of breathing. The path of practice can be negotiated through the mindfulness of breathing. And one of my favorite teachings of the Buddha is in fact his specific detailed instructions for mindfulness of breathing. He gives 16 steps, 16 stages of deepening, a kind of a map for deepening or filling out the experience of mindfulness of breathing all the way to awakening. And these 16 steps is an opportunity to look at a whole series of different aspects of the spiritual life, meditation life, our own life, that goes deeper and deeper. So it's no longer is kind of the basic beginning practice, which breathing can be, but the breathing opens up to these other dimensions, which are quite wonderful. And so over this next period, I'd like to go through these 16 stages of mindfulness of breathing. Some people know it by its Pali name. It's usually called Anapanasati, which sati means mindfulness, and Anapana means mindful of breathing in and breathing out, and inhaling and exhaling. And so it begins very simply, and it develops there as the concentration develops, as the intimacy develops, it becomes more and more developed, this whole teaching and this practice. So I don't know how long it'll take, but I thought that we would just kind of have that open-ended for a while as we go through these, maybe for the month of January. I trust that to do this will create a very strong foundation for the rest of the year. And also, I'm pretty confident also the foundation you have had from this last, now some of you, 9 months of the 7 a.m. sitting, I think will serve you really well for going through this Anapanasati. And I know that for some people, mindfulness of breathing doesn't work so well, and there's many reasons for that, and there's many reasons not to have breathing as the central focus of meditation. It's completely fine to have other focuses, practice other ways. But since this is what I've been doing so much over these last months, I'm trusting that the people, those of you who are sticking with this, have some beneficial relationship to mindfulness of breathing, and so that it'll work for you. But if you don't, you're welcome to kind of ignore the breathing instructions, the references to breathing, and translate it to how you're practicing. because some of the dynamics, some of the how things unfold, evolve in this 16 steps of Anapanasati, 16 steps of breathing, also unfold when there's other meditation subjects, other ways of doing mindfulness practice. And so hopefully you'll be able to recognize yourself in some of these other steps as we go along and see how they come into play for you. And so breathing, I've been practicing mindfulness of breathing for probably 45 years, and I do not tire of it. I find it actually becomes richer and more interesting as time goes along, and it's one of my favorite things to do, and I feel very grateful. I feel like I've been transformed in wonderful and beneficial ways of this mindfulness of breathing practice that I do. And it's a mindfulness practice of breathing that's not pure mindfulness. One of the reasons I like to emphasize mindfulness of breathing is staying with breathing has a dual function. It's a wonderful place to cultivate mindfulness, and it's also a wonderful place to cultivate concentration. And to be able to cultivate those together is what part of the benefit of mindfulness of breathing compared to other objects of mindfulness. And this 16 steps of mindfulness of breathing is clearly also a way of developing concentration together with a constant mindfulness awareness of breathing itself. And so that's one of the reasons I like doing it. I also like just the intimacy with breathing, the intimacy with oneself. Breathing is not just a mechanical activity. It's not just simply an exchange of oxygen with carbon dioxide in our body. That because how much we need to breathe, how much oxygen we need to take in, depends on the activities we're involved in. And so like, you know, running requires us to breathe differently than we were sitting quietly. But also breathing shifts and changes based on our relationship to what's happening in the world, our relationship to ourselves, depending on the emotions that come up for us. Even our thoughts and what we think about and how we relate to our thinking can very subtly affect how we're breathing. That's kind of like our whole life has threads that are intimately connected to how we breathe. And so breathing sits at the crossroads of so much of our life. And sometimes if you sit at the crossroads, everything comes in there sooner or later. Or to change the analogy, it's said that if you're a nature photographer in the plains of Africa and you want to take pictures of a lot of animals, that the one really good way to do that is just sit at the watering hole and wait. And all the animals sooner or later have to come to the watering hole so you get to see them. And it's a lot easier than going around searching through the plains for the animals. And so the same way with mindfulness of breathing, just about everything is related to breathing one way or the other. And so we sit there at the breathing and mindfulness of breathing, trusting that what needs to be taken care of, what needs to be attended to, will show itself in our breathing and how we breathe. And it's all connected. And we see this deep connection to breathing, to the rest of our lives, in some of the wonderful words that the Greek and Latin words for breath are related to. So in Greek, psycho is related to the word breath or breathing. And so the psychology is literally the study of breathing. Or psycho is also related in Greek to mind or spirit. And so this whole thing, the way that breathing and mind or spirit or inner life are connected, is kind of seems to be connected, you know, expressed in this Greek word for psycho. And same thing we see in the Latin words for breath, which can also be spiritus. Like the word respire, respiration, has the word spiritus in it. And to respire is to breathe again. And so the word spiritual contains within it this word for breathing, spirit is related to the Latin word for breathing. And I'm just very fond of the idea that the two words, spiritual inspiration, both of them have this Latin word for breathing connected to it. And then we have this wonderful, I just like it since we're all together here in 7 a.m. in the morning, that the word conspiracy, conspirators, also has this word breathing in it. So we are a group of, morning meditation conspirators, breathing together for these days. So, and you find that in other languages as well, that the word for breathing is closely connected to words like the our inner kind of psychic energy or life force within us, and the chi within us or the prana within us. And it seems to be a very common idea in human cultures that breathing is very closely connected to something deep and inner and spiritual, or the soul, or the spirit, or the mind, the heart, something quite intimate. And so I find it quite marvelous that our breathing is sometimes can feel as the most intimate thing within us, connected to what's most intimate, but it's also the interface with what is most intimate, with what is most not self, not ourselves. Some people might say what's greater than self, but I think Buddhists would say maybe what is most not self, that breathing is most our own and most something which is not something we own, not our own. There's an interface, an interplay with this, and this wonderful interplay between this intimacy and the something that's beyond self or greater than self or freer than self, that's right there together with the breathing, makes it quite... points to, the potential in breathing. Now, it's not automatic that people should feel this intimacy or this wonderful potential that breathing, mindfulness of breathing has. And even for me, after all these years of practice, there are times when I sit down to meditate and the breathing is far from really a pleasant, intimate experience. And I have something that I call my cardboard breath, where it just feels like cardboard. It just feels kind of dead and tasteless and uninspired. And I've learned that that's just how it is sometimes, and I just go along with it, and sooner or later it'll change and be something else, and I just trust that it's okay to be mindful regard of the breath, regardless of how the breath is. I don't have to have the breath be sweet or wonderful or intimate. I just trust that it's good, really good, just be with the breath as it is. Especially for people who are new, they can't imagine that how much that the breathing is so wonderful and so profound, and it seems so boring and plain and so far away from the things that really give juice and excitement and energy to life, or far away from the things that will keep us safe. So it is something that takes a while sometimes to learn and to settle in. But as we really find the potential of really settling in and being relaxed, and an inner world opens up. And the inner world, which I like to think of, represented by the English word expression, breathing room, that we sit in order to find lots of breathing room, to give breathing room to our full life, to have breathing room for our mind, our thoughts, our hearts. And rather than it be kind of claustrophobic, where breathing helps give all this room. There's something about settling in and focusing on breathing that makes more room, makes more intimacy, makes more clarity in this life as we go along. So that's a general introduction to the plan for the next period of time. And so I'll do some more introductory words tomorrow around mindfulness of breathing, specifically referring to the discourse that the Buddha taught on mindfulness of breathing. And then we'll start the 16 steps. So thank you so much for being part of this and being here, and I look forward to our time tomorrow.